There is an abandoned tiki-inspired paradise hidden in the hills of Tennessee. The mansion comes complete with an indoor pool and leopard print furniture. This is just one set of photos on AbandonedSoutheast.com, run by Leland, a Florida-based photographer. He's asked us to use only his first name since he's done a lot of trespassing. Leland documents abandoned spaces. He's posted about a dozen sets of photos on his site, including some historical tidbits as well. This guerrilla photographer is part of a subculture of urban explorers. And producer Gabby Watts talked to him by Skype about that and his photos.
So you used to be a probation officer in Alabama and Birmingham, but now you live in Florida. You're no longer a probation officer, and you spend a lot of time taking photos of abandoned buildings. Could you tell me how you went from probation officer to photographer?
I went to school for criminal justice, so I graduated from UAB in Birmingham. That's where I grew up. And so after that, I became a probation officer. You know, you have a lot of downtime, so I was just surfing the internet, and I started getting fascinated by photos from abandoned places that I had never seen before. And I met a group of explorers that were local, some from Atlanta and some from Birmingham. And we would meet up on the weekends and go check out these abandoned buildings downtown, the Positz Building and Lear Tower. And those two really kind of amazed me just by walking in. I mean, just the space just being so historic, the items that were left behind. These places were closed 30 years ago, but they were still full of furniture and full of paperwork.
How did you meet the people that you went exploring with the first time?
Well, I met them all online, actually. There's kind of a subculture, I guess it's called urban exploring. But once I got into it, got exploring with them, I got a camera, because I wanted to start documenting where I was going, because the places we were visiting began to disappear. Places would get renovated, or they would get demolished. But really, even before I was meeting people, I was just going out on my own. Me and my wife would go out, like on Sunday afternoons, when we'd sit around the house just bored, we decided we'd go somewhere and wanted to see something different. Then it just kind of became a snowball effect to where you visit one building and you want to visit another one and you want to see what's inside.
And I was just wondering about this, sort of with this subculture, are there kind of some understood rules within that community of how you would approach an abandoned space and what you shouldn't do inside of an abandoned space?
Definitely. There's a moniker a lot of people go by, and it's just leave only footprints. We don't take anything. We don't break anything. There's no vandalism. I'm not going to sign my name to anything. I'm not going to break anything. If I go somewhere, there will be no sign that I was ever there.
Do you usually get permission with the places that you go, or do you usually trespass more?
I always try for permission. A lot of them are permission. I've found the owners of several places. I've found the realty companies. Sometimes there's no other way to get in a place besides trespassing. You know, so that's, it just kind of is, I guess, the nature of the beast. You don't want to trespass, but if that's the only way you can get into a place, that's it.
And I guess in terms of sneaking onto a property, do you have any tips from your experiences of, you know, what are good ways? When should you go visit a building? How should you, you know, make sure that you won't get caught while you're there?
Well, there's really no way to ever know that you're not going to get caught. I've been caught several times. Luckily, I've never been in any serious trouble. I've had the police show up and they've just asked me to leave. I've just always explained that I'm a photographer. I'm there just to strictly take pictures and not do anything else. And usually the police understand, they let you go. But as far as going to places, I mean, just don't be looking like you're going to do something illegal. You know, don't sneak around. Don't dress in all black in the middle of the day. You know, just be normal, I guess, is really the easiest way.
Have you ever found something that was totally unexplainable inside an abandoned building?
Yeah, I have. There's been a building down in Jacksonville, Florida. That's public school number 4. It's a notorious haunted school. We visited last year, and while editing some of my pictures, there was an upside-down cross in one of the windows. And this picture, there's nothing in the window, but when we put it through Photoshop and turned down some of the colors, you could see this cross that was pretty blatant. But I could never explain why that cross appeared like that.
And because I thought one of the particularly spooky places was the memorial mound, for obvious reasons. Could you talk a little bit about that place?
Yeah, the memorial mound was like a burial mound this guy had envisioned. He wanted to build it after the ancient burial mounds in South America. Apparently this concept never took off, and he was just putting these bodies in a above ground mausoleum, and they were just sitting there decaying. Since the business never took off, he just closed up and he left town and just left the place locked up. Well, after a while, the doors got busted in, vandals broke in, looted the place, and that's when the bodies were discovered, that they were still there. And so once the bodies were discovered there, people began going and opening the caskets. I know by the time the cops got to it, the skulls were gone. We saw on Reddit that a lot of medical students were seeking that place out to take the skulls. So the cops were pretty quick about closing it up, but apparently they knew it was a local place in a small town. Police knew about it for several years, but failed to do anything about it until all that was brought out on the internet. Had to have been hard for the families that had to go and rebury their loved ones. There's other places, you know, that aren't so morbid. That's what it seems a lot of the stuff that we explore has a negative connotation to it. And I think that's why some people are really fascinated by it, because they like that story of the death and decay and the forgotten.
I don't know if you think about this for the work that you do, but when you encounter an abandoned space, do you ever, you know, can think that things should be demolished, things should be preserved? Sort of where do you fall on, you know, historic preservation versus demolition?
Well, it's a case-by-case basis, I would say. I've been in places that I thought would be great to renovate, preserve. And then I've been in some that I thought would just need to be demolished. I mean, there's just no, they're past saving. There is a money factor that comes into a lot of these places. It costs a lot more to renovate a historic building than it does to just build a new one. But the thing is, you don't have the uniqueness. You don't have that architecture. You don't have the same building style that you had 100 years ago. These places that have been around 100 years are amazing, and they're places that everybody should visit and get to see. But there are some that are just so far gone that there's no viable way to restore them. They're not gonna offer anything. There's no need in it in saving them.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today about your photos. And I wish you the best of luck for all of your other exploration endeavors.
Thank you.